This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A change of heart from Governor Jay Inslee is now allowing corn mazes, pumpkin farms, Christmas tree farms, and other agritourism businesses across the state to resume operations. Tom Davis with the Washington Farm Bureau says it's great news because for these smaller family-owned businesses, this is their livelihood.
The bottom line is these family farms, they are farmers that operate these agritourism opportunities, but they're also businesswomen, businessmen that have to pay the bills.
That's because, Davis says, they've already made the investment.
You know, they planted these corn mazes months ago and then were told very late into August that they weren't going to be allowed to operate. It's just been devastating for these operators.
Last week's decision, Davis says, has to be a huge relief.
And so it's the emotional toll that I can't even imagine. So thankful that they're able to actually be able to operate and maintain the economic viability of their farms, which was in question up until yesterday.
Davis says the state's heart was in the right place, but they should have asked for help.
And it would have been nice had they pulled in experts into the conversations much earlier in the process, because I think it could have sped things up and it would have made them much more realistic than, you know, what we ended up with.
Indoor activities like haunted houses, bouncy houses, and animal petting are still off limits. Listen tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.